The Mishnah in the end of Gittin records a dispute between the Shammai and the Sil regarding what is considered grounds for divorce. So the Shammai say the only grounds for divorce is what it says in the Chumash, Kimatzah Bo'er Bas Dover, if she becomes Asur Al Baila because she had an affair with somebody else. And everything else, you're not allowed to give a get. Not allowed to give a get. And what if he did give a get? So if they both agree they want to get divorced, and the stabber that the get for sure is good, what if he gives her the get? Balkarcha. So in the Shas, it always says that get Balkarcha is good. So if you Sfardish Achrayim write that according to Bishama, get Balkarcha is no good. The Pashtus says that it's not correct what they wrote. The Mishnah HaMelech, I saw one of the professors here in Bernard Revel wrote an essay about this. So he writes it to Machloikes and Mishnah HaMelech and another five Achrayim. And the majority say that according to Bishama, they get. What do you mean the majority? The Mishnah HaMelech has 100 votes. The others have a half a vote. What is he comparing Mishnah HaMelech with the others? Pashta says that everybody subscribes to that thing, that a get bal korcha is good. How did the Gemara know that a get bal korcha is good? Maybe it's no good. So this Stechemet writes, Stechemet was a Sfardi who was born in, I think he was born in Hebron. And then he took a Rabbanus in Uzbekistan or something like that. And there had been Hagim that he never heard of. So he used to correspond with different Rabbanim. He used to correspond with the Netziv and Rav Shlomo Levilna, the late 1800s, early 1900s. He corresponded with a lot of people. And then he put together a whole encyclopedia where everything is more or less alphabetically arranged. So he has a lot of letters from Rav Shlomo Levilna that don't appear anywhere else. So he has a letter where he writes, and the Meiri has the same also. What is the Mokka? How did the Chazal know that a get bal korcha is good? So they say, the Meiri, but Rav Shlomo Levilna, they say because the Chumash says that by Oynes and by Moitzi Shemra, there's a din, lo yuchal l'shalcha kol yomah. He's not allowed to divorce his wife. And if he does divorce her, then he has to remarry her. B'mod v'hachsekoi. So what do you mean he's not allowed to divorce her? What if she doesn't want to live with him? So that if they both agree they want to get divorced, the Pashta says there's no love. Wants to divorce her against her wishes. But the Moitzi Shemra wants to get rid of her against her wishes. But if she agrees, then of course a get is good. So the Chumash is talking about giving a get bal korcha. So by Yonis, by Ma'anes, and by Moitzi Shemra, you're not allowed to do that. But by anybody else, the get will be chal. If you give the get bal korcha, that's the mocker. The Issa to give a get bal korcha has a cherem der Rabbeinu Gershom. That's one of the Isurim. Ben Gersh Meirachem does not necessarily mean that the Isser is Midirabbanon. The whole Isser to give a get bal korcha is Midirabbanon. So in Shulchan Aruch they quote the Chuvas Haran is of the opinion that to give a get bal korcha is an Isser deraisa. When you married her, you promised to love, honor, and cherish her. That's not the way to honor your wife, to give her a get bal korcha. He's going to divorce his wife when she's 65 years old, then he's going to marry the 20-year-old secretary who works in his office. That's it. And the Ran says that's an Issa deraisa. The cherem. A cherem is a curse that the guy should drop dead. The Gemara says the word cherem is the same osius as ramach. It's a curse that should seep into the ramach ivarm, and the person should drop dead. So minat Torah, it's an Issa, it's improper. Bal chai mechabda yosem igufa. He has to be mechabda the woman. How can he give her get bal korcha? So the Ran holds that it's an Issa deraisa, but there's no cherem. So the Rabbanan, Rabbeinu Gershom made a cherem. The get has to be written l'shma, because of law l'shma. Then the Gemara says, shtar kiddushin also has to be written l'shma, and shtar shechei v'knayin has to be written l'shma. These are the three shtars that have to have ksiva l'shma. All the other shtars do not need ksiva l'shma. What do they have in common? All three affect the change in Issa v'heter. All other shtars, let's say ksuba. Ksuba is just a monetary arrangement. Is a monetary arrangement. All the other stories are story moment. These are the only three stories that affect the change in Issa v'heter. The get has to have nasam biyada. The Baal has to do an asina. Either the Baal does an asina, or the Baal appoints a shlich, and the shlich does an asina. Years ago, they used to tell over stories. They used to make movies about this. That the Jews were so poor in Eastern Europe, so the husband would go to America, and he would go get a job, and he would make money, and then he would leave his wife and his children behind in Europe, so the good husbands would send money to the wife and the children, and they would take them over to America. And then they would tell the story that sometimes the husband would decide he doesn't need his wife, so he would send a get in the mail, and a goy would deliver the mail in Europe to the wife. She opens up the letter. He sent her a get. That's ridiculous. He can't send a get in the mail, and the goyish mailman is going to deliver the get. You need the scene of an asam biyada. If the Baal puts the get on the table or on the floor and he says, Ligita Malagabi Karka, the Gemara said that it's no good. You need Nesina. We learned the Tosfos in Bava Basra, where Tosfos was commenting on the Gemara in Gittin on Ayin Zayin and Beis, where the Gemara says there was a man who was a Shechid Mirah. He was very, very sick. And he never had any children, so his wife was going to need Chalit, so it was going to be a hardship. His brother was a Meshuggah, whatever. His brother lived far away, so it was going to be a difficulty getting Chalitza. So he wanted to give his wife a get. So it was late Friday afternoon when they wrote the get. It was too late to give the get. He was ready, had to go to shul. He was sick in bed, but everybody else had to run to shul. So then on Shabbos, he became deathly sick, and they were afraid he was going to die on Shabbos. The get that they wrote on Erev Shabbos won't help anything. So the Gemara said they allowed him to give the get on Shabbos, but the get wasn't in the same building where he was, and there was no Erev connecting between the house where the get was and when the Shechid Mirah was. So Rava Paskin, that the husband should be, the Shechid Mirah, who's sick in bed, should be makne the house to his wife. She made a kinyan chazoket by locking the door. That's what Tosfos proves, not like the Rashbam. The Rashbam says that no'al, God the Reparatz, no'al means that you lock, you nail on a lock on the door. Tosfos said, you can't nail a lock on Shabbos. So you see, no'al just means you lock the door. So the wife locked the door, and then she was kind of the chotzer, and then Mele, the get is in her chotzer, so she's Megoresha. So Tosfos Kasha, does that mamsh tligitach magabi karka? The wife goes and she makes a kinyan on the house. Because she was kind of the house, therefore she acquires the get. Isn't that the whole nesinus of get was done by the wife? So how was that good? There should be no good. So Tosfos says to Kasha, and Tosfos says, but since you need das makna of the husband to be makna the chotzer, that's considered nesina. Gotta figure that out, why that is so. Okay, but that's what Tosfos says. It says, v'nasan b'yada, the Baal has to do the nesina, and if the Baal doesn't know, he appoints a shliach, and the nesina of the shliach, shluch ha-shalom k'maisai, is considered as if the Baal did the nesina. What about v'kosav alo sefer kris? V'kosav also means the Baal has to do the ksiva, and if the sefer writes it, the Baal has to appoint the sefer as a shliach. So it's considered shluch ha-shalom k'maisai if the Baal did the ksiva and the Baal did the nesina. Or maybe you don't need ksiva al yidei ha-baal. Anybody can write the get. You just need siwi ha-baal. The Baal has to authorize the sefer to write the get. If the Baal doesn't authorize, let's say they live in a little village, there are only 10 Jewish families. The sefer is not kept so busy there. So he writes a get for each couple just in case someone has nothing better to do with his time. So he writes 10 gittin for each couple who may want to get divorced. He writes a get, and he leaves it in his file. And then if any of the couples decide to get divorced, he has the get already. So the Gemara said that it's no good. You have to have Tzivi HaBaal to write Lishma. If the Sefer writes on his own, that's not called Lishma. There's a difficult Tesis in Erevin in the first paragraph, Yud Gimel, but Tesis claims that in HaTorah it is good. The Sefer writes a get Lishma for each one of the 10 couples. It is good. It's only a Chumim and the Rabbanu that it's no good. That you need Tzivi HaBaal. The Pashto says that we absolutely do not accept that Tosfos. Tosfos holds that a good get ben HaTorah. We don't hold like that Tosfos at all. If the husband will divorce his wife with that get, what would it be a Reach HaGet? What is a Reach HaGet? Reach HaGet means it smells like a get, but it isn't really a kosher get. The Chumash says, unless we've said at the beginning of Parsha Samar, that a Kohen is not permitted to marry a Grusha. But it doesn't say Grusha, it says Isha Grusha Me Isha. One who is divorced from her husband. Of course she's divorced from her husband. What need the word grusha me'isha? In Hebrew, in English, in Yiddish, he's not allowed to marry a grusha. You don't say he's not allowed to marry a grusha me'isha from her husband. Gemara says, afila nizgarsha ela me'isha. Let's say the husband wrote a get, and he gives a get to his wife. He says, harei megoresh is many, v'harei iat muteris lushum adam. The get should not allow you to marry anybody else. I don't want to be responsible to support you. He gives her a get to get rid of her, but he doesn't allow her to remarry to anybody else. That's not a valid get at all. She's still 100% full-fledged Eishes Ish. But since he gave his wife a get, Isha Grusha Meisha, Avilan is Garsha Ana Meisha. Now she's called, let's say the husband is a Kohen. A girl is married to a Kohen. And the husband gives his wife a get, the Kohen, and he says, all right, Magoresh, and then Harry, Iap and Teres Lushum Adam. So now she's Asura Labailo. Now he has to really give her a get, because now she became a Grusha. That's called Reach HaGet. That's the Mishnah. The Pashta says the Reach HaGet is a din d'oraisa. The Mishnah learned it out from the word in the Pasuk. Ishu Grusha Me'isha. She was divorced from her husband. Afidlan is Kasha Ela Me'isha. The Rambam writes that Reach HaGet is only mid the Rabbanim. Maga Mishnah writes on that Rambam in Hilchas Isaribia that there are those who disagree with the Rambam and hold that Reach HaGet is a real din d'oraisa. The Shagasariye is a Sefer Shailus HaTshuvos. Pashtus says nobody ever asked him these Shailus. When it says my Kriya Shema, what's the din Kriya Shema D'oraisa Rabban? He wrote essays. So he calls it Shailus HaTshuvos. He made up the Shailus. They're not Shailus. But he had this Shailus HaTshuvos, Shagasariye HaChadoshes. Also, half of it is all about Chadosh. Nobody asked him the Shailus. And the other half are real Shailus. And the Shailus HaTshuvos, Shagasari HaChadoshes, it's a thin sefer. Now, a lot of times they print both together. Shagasari with the Shagasari HaChadoshes, both in one volume. But years ago, they were always printed in separate volumes. So there he has a tshuva, a shayla. Nobody asked him this shayla either. Whether the din of Reach HaGet is a din d'oraisa, a din d'rabbanan. So he says it's machlok, is the Rambam, the Magen Mishnah, everybody knows that. He writes, he thinks that the Rambam is wrong, Magen Mishnah is right. He think because it sounds from the Mishnah, the Tanoim learned it out from the Pasuk. So din d'oraisa, Reach HaGet. What else is included in Reach HaGet? So the Gemara at the beginning of the third parak in Gittin has a three-way machlokes amaroim. If a get is written shalom lishma, and the husband gives a get to his wife. So one opinion is, sof kol sof, he gave his wife a get. Even though the get was written shalom lishma, maybe that's a Reach HaGet, we don't accept that. And even if he had two wives with the same name, the get was written for this husband, but for the other wife, also not. We paskin, that's not Reach HaGet. None of the cases in the Mishnah are Reach HaGet. So there's only one and only case of Reach HaGet, where the Baal gave his wife a get, how he says, Aret Mugureshet Nimeni Vahare Iat Mantervis Lushom Adam. That's based on the Gemara, that's what it would appear. So the Ramah in Shulchan Aruch Eben Ezra, as well as the Ramah and the Darkei Moshe on the tour, claims that the Rashba in the Tshuva has an additional case of Reach HaGet. When the Besner recommended that the husband should give a get to his wife, Lechumra, Mikradin, she really does need a get. And even if he doesn't give her a get, Mikradin, she's allowed to remarry. But if the Besner recommended Lechumra that she should get, the husband should give her a get, the husband gave a get, then she's not allowed to marry a kohen. We have that a lot. If you have a couple got married civilly, they went to the justice of the peace, they got married. So there's no case of shtar rabia. And the justice of the peace writes down that they're married. There was no, the one who ate it came out, there's nothing. It's not a real marriage. And later on, they live together, but you can't say, they were living together before they went to the justice of the peace. In fact, you can't say Aaron the Moshe Bilos, but he was living Bilos Nus with the woman. So the Pashtus says that you don't need a get. Years ago, there was a Rabbi Tzvi Ferber in London. He learned in Slabodka, not in the famous Slabodka yeshiva. He lived in Slabodka, he learned there were other yeshivas in Slabodka. He was a learned person, and he had a big influence on the teenagers in London. 60 years ago, some of them live in the neighborhood here, some of them live other places. He had no success with the older people. The older people were set in their ways, they weren't interested in changing. But he had an influence to give Yerushalayim and Dikduk and Shmiras HaMitzvah to the younger people. So he published quite a few Svarim, which most of his Svarim are Drush, a Likut of different Drushes from different people. And then he has one sefer where he writes about this one particular topic. If a couple was married civilly and then they break up, do you need a get before she wants to remarry? Is it necessary to get a get? So he corresponded with all the different batidinim in Europe and in America. And he writes, they all said the same, that l'chatchila we require a get, but mi'ikar adin, you really don't need a get. The only two who said mi'ikar adin, you need a get, were the Ragachover, and Rav Henkin in New York. Rav Henkin from New York. People usually say it's Machlokes Rav Moshe Feinstein, Rav Henkin. It's not exactly Rav Moshe Feinstein, Rav Henkin. It's 99 Rabbanim with Rav Moshe Feinstein against Rav Henkin. The whole world, everybody disagreed. So that's usually assumed to be a case where the Rabbanim recommend L'chatchila the husband should give a get, but they were civilly married. They never had a city kedushin with their rabbi. They never have Eidim Sherim. But if they were civilly married, so we recommend he should give her a get. If he doesn't give her a get, then she's allowed to remarry, and she's not a grusha. But if he gave her a get, then the Rama says that it's a Chubas HaRashbo, says that that's a Reach HaGet. So there was a great Goen, Rabbi Sol Salanta had started the Musa movement. So he had three major Talmidim. So the one who was strongest in learning was Rabbi Yitzchak Peterburger, Rabbi Yitzchak Blazer. He was a rabbi in St. Petersburg. He was the official rabbi recognized by the government in St. Petersburg. Then Rabbi Yitzchak Peterburger, he was the one who publicized the whole Shitas HaMusar of Rabbi Sol Salanta. If not for him, no one would have heard of Rabbi Sol Salanta. He's the one who wrote up what the whole Shitas HaMusar is all about. So he has very strong tshuvas in halacha. It's called Pri Yitzchak. When we were students in high school here, so there was a big Talmid Chacham. We used to sign the smichas here, Rav Moshe Shatzkis. He was the rabbi in Lomja in Europe. And here in the yeshiva, he was one of the boichanim for the smicha. I never remember him at all. I just remember the hesped that Rav Soloveitchik delivered when he passed away. The hesped was, Rav Soloveitchik respected him a lot. So this Rav Moshe Shatzkis was a stepson of Rabbi Yitzchak Peterburger. Rabbi Yitzchak Peterburger, his first wife was unable to have children. He was married to her for a very long time. And he didn't want to hurt her feelings, so he never brought up the issue of getting divorced and possibly marrying somebody else until she once mentioned it to him. Would he want to divorce her and remarry? So he said, now that you mentioned it, he did want to. Bismanazeh, you're not Megarish. Since we saw the Gemara, the last piece, the last 20 lines in Perek Cheskabatim, the Gemara says after the destruction of the second Beis Hamikdash, there was a suggestion that the Jews shouldn't have any more children. They're just having more children for the Nazis to kill, for the Umas Olam to kill. But people fall in love with a good-looking girl, so they want to get married. So you can't tell them, shouldn't get married, shouldn't have any children. But the Ramah says in Shulchan Aruch that since we really should have made such a gzeira, just that it doesn't make sense, because so if a person doesn't want to get married, so we're not koyfe. In the days of the Gemara, if one didn't want to get married, we would, days of the Tanoim, early days, Bizman Abayis, there would be koyfe people, al pir b'rivya. But after the Churban Abayis, so we're not koyfe anymore. So that's where Rabbi Yitzchak Peterburger, Rabbi Yitzchak Blazer, he didn't raise the issue with his wife, he didn't want to hurt her feelings. But once she mentioned it to him, so he says he would want to remarry. So he gave his wife a get. He had a very high salary because he was salaried by the government. He was the chief rabbi of St. Petersburg. And he set her up, he put away money in the bank, set her up for the rest of her life. And then he remarried and had children from the second wife. And then at the end of his life, he moved to Yerushalayim. In between, he was doing a lot of things. He was in the Kovna Kailol, he was a Rosh HaKailol. He learned, he was very strong in learning. So he has a tshuva on this Ramah. He says the whole quotation from the Rashba is not accurate. The Rashba never said it. Both in the Chidush HaRashba and Gittin, as well as in the Tshuvas HaRashba, says Beferish, not so. He says the Ramah's quotation is not correct. He says he doesn't feel that it's right that he should violate the Rashba's Chumrah, the Ramah's Chumrah, even though it's a misquotation from the Ramah. He says if the woman got to get the Chumrah, say, we shouldn't permit her to marry a kohen. But to go to the extent that the Bishmol writes that even if Nisa State say, even if she got married to a kohen, we would insist that they should get divorced. He thinks that that's way too much. So in Nisus, if she already got married, he thinks that Loi Teitzei. This is very relevant. Every so often, I'm not in the practicing rabbit, and I had such a case. There was a fellow was a kohen. He wasn't observant at all, and he married a girl who was previously married to a Jewish fellow civilly, And then when they got divorced, the rabbis recommended they should have a get. So they gave a get for Chum and Mikra, and then they really didn't need it. Gave a get for Chum. And then she married this Kohen. So they were both not observant. A little slowly but slowly, they both became observant. And then the fellow started duchening in shul, and he started getting the first aliyah. And then he kept kosher, and he was observant. So once he had over some religious people at his home. So somebody there who ate by him on Shabbos, so they said, you know, you really shouldn't duchen. You're a kohen, you're married to a grusha. So in shulchan aruch, not supposed to duchen. So he got all shaken up. What do you mean I shouldn't duchen? Then I have to, you know, I should get divorced from my wife. So his whole life was all shaken up. So then that was halacha l'maisa, that was relevant. He wasn't really married to the woman at all. The second marriage was also just civilly married. He never had chuppah v'kiddushim with the second wife, but they had children already. So that's like b'di'evet, shas hatrake di'evet dam. You should go get divorced from his wife. The whole thing is a chumrah in the first place. You should get divorced civilly from the wife. So we will make all on that in that instance based on this pre-Yitzchak. Pre-Yitzchak thinks we should leave the chumrah of the Ramah. As a reach, I get the woman who got the get l'chum should not marry it, right? But to go to the extent that the Beishmol says that Afilim Nisus b'di'evet teitze, that's too much. So that he's makel. What does it mean, ksivas aget lishmo? It's the same as writing a sefer Torah lishmo, or writing a baking matzahs, l'shem mitzvahs matzah, or writing tefillin lishmo. No, so the Mishkan of Yankev has a long tshuva where he explains in the sefer Kohelos Yankev, the big tshuvas on the Mishkan of Yankev, and Kohelos Yankev is a smaller sefer with additional tshuvas. So he has a tshuva where he shows from the Gemara, from the Rishonim, that ksivas haget lishma means that's tchilas hagerishin. Every other shtar that you write, the ksivas hashtar is the hachonas, hachefza, with which you're going to make the kinyan. And when you give the shtar, that constitutes the kinyan. But by get and by kiddushin shtar and shichar evaknaini, the three cases that you need ksivas lishma, what it means is that the kinyan of the gerishin begins with the ksivas hashtar. So since ein adam begarish eshes chavero, so the tchilas haksiva has the tchilas hagerishin is the ksiva. So the ksivas haget has to be done by the baal, either tzivoy habaal or shlichas habaal. That's the question. Anything that is when the husband authorizes the sefer to write the get, is that mean din shlichas, or that's something different? Not necessarily shlichas tzivoy habaal. So that's a big machlokes and taisus, chav gimel, I think, and chav gimel. We're machmel hatchila to have minu shlichas, the husband appoints the sofer, writes a get as a shliach leksivas haget. But we're also machmel to treat tzivah abal as something more than plain old shlichas. Plain old shlichas, I can send a letter to the guy, I can leave a message on his machine that I want him to be the shliach to be mafish truma on the tvua in my house, or I want him to be the shlich. He's a real estate agent. So I call him, I leave a message on the phone, please do me a favor, sell my house, I authorize you to sell the house. Whatever you agree to take, good. So you can make a shlich without appointing the shlich ponim al ponim. But by tzivi habal, we're machma, that has to be al chiyishman pi habal, has to be direct. Sometimes it's too difficult to have direct. Let's say you live in Albuquerque, and let's say there's no Masadi Gitan who lives nearby, and it would be very difficult for them to go travel to Los Angeles or to New York, to a city where the person knows how to be Masadi Raget. So then if you have a big Shas HaTrak, then there's room to be Mekel, that the husband should appoint the Sefer as a Shliach on the telephone, talking to him directly. How does the Sefer know that this is the husband calling? So you have to have some people tell the sefer on the telephone. The rabbi of the community has to call on the telephone if the sefer recognizes the rabbi's voice and he knows that it's a rabbi calling on the phone. So the rabbi can say, I know this man, this is the husband, and the husband will give the tzivi habal on the telephone. There's room to be mekel on that. The Mishnah has a dispute between Mishama and Bisil towards the end of Gittin. Let's say a husband wrote a get to give it to his wife, then he rips it up, he changed his mind, he decided not to give it. The Bishamay hold, that's already a reach haget. Because ksivas haget is already tchilas hagerishin. Even though he never delivered the get. Ksivas haget is already tchilas hagerishin. We don't pass on like Bishamay, we pass on like Bisilo. Tzivus Aget is correct. Tzivus Aget is Trilus Agerishin. If Lebesov, he actually gives over that get. But then if he rips up the get, so never let up to anything, that is a glory Muslim affair. It was not the Trilus Agerishin. But if he did give that get, we consider the Tzivus Aget Trilus Agerishin. And take, for example, there's a din of Havchana. A woman is not permitted to marry until 92 days go by from the time that he gave the get to make sure, in case she's pregnant, she will know whether she's pregnant for the first husband or the second husband. Let's say the first husband was a Kohen or a Levi, the second husband is not. So is the child of the first husband or second husband? You gotta know. So they made a din of Havchana. It's a Havchana. They base it on the Pasuk, but it's only an Asmachta. We assume it's only Midr Rabbanan. Havchanis, you got to wait Tzadik Beis Yom, 92 days, 90 full days. One day, the day that he gave the get, and one day, the day she wants to remarry, you have to have 90 full days in between. So when do you start counting the Havchanah? So it's a machlokes, Rabbi Shmuel and Gittin, where do you start Havchanah from the day of Ksivus Aget, or the day of Nesinus Aget? Could be Ksivus Aget is a half a year before Nesinus Aget. The husband wrote a get, and he never gave the get to his wife. And then finally, half a year later, he gives the get. So do you count from the Trilus HaGerishin? And then there are two Gerses in the Gemara. What is the Maskan Allah HaMaisa? How do we Paskan? Half of the Rishonim, a chunk of the Rishonim Paskan, Lahakil, that you start counting Avchana from the Zman Ksivus HaGet, not from the Zman Nesinus HaGet. That's all. And there are a lot of dinim based on the assumption that Trilus HaGet is the Trilus HaGerishin. That is the beginning of the Gerishin. Rav Chaim Soloveitchik has a Chiddush. Rav Shach has this in his sefer. He didn't hear it, and he worked it out on his own. Rav Soloveitchik told us of exactly everything, word for word. Rav Shach had a lot of times exactly everything, word for word, what Rav Soloveitchik said. He learned Bar Avava Le Soloveitchik, so they had the same style of learning, a lot the same. So he has this chiddush also, that the different cases require different degrees of das. Take, for example, a person takes a neder or a shavua, that's called das haflah. Isha sheyafli linda neder, haflah means yifarish bisfasal, something that's chal bedibur, like nedor mishavuz. Levate bisfasayim. That's the Rambam has yud. The Rambam has the Mishnah Torah. The Rambam's Mishnah Torah. So the Rambam writes, he calls it Mishnah Torah because all you have to do is read the Tanakh in my book, and you know all there is to know. So it's a little too strong a statement. So Klal Yisrael don't call it by the name, Mishnah Torah. They call it the Yadah Chazaka because they're Yud Dalet Svarim. They're 14 Svarim. Same thing, the Chasam Sefer Sefer. Chasam Sefer called the Sefer Torah Smoshe. This is Torah Smoshe? It's Torah Smoshe. It's a different Moshe. It's not Moshe Abeim. So we call it the Chasam Sefer. You don't call it. And same thing, the Shalom. That's the Shnei Luchas Habris. Not exactly. But he calls it Shalom HaKodesh. Nobody calls it the name Shnei Luchas Habris. Those are the three Svarim that Klal Yisrael decided they don't like the name. It's a little too presumptuous. So you call it by the nickname. So the Yud Dalet Svarim in the Rambam, that's why we call it the nickname, the Yadah HaZakam. One of the Svarim is HaFloah. What's in Sefer HaFloah? So HaFloah is about the Dorm and Aziris and Shavuos and Kedeshes, Erech and Vacharom, and all the things that are Chal HaYadei Amira. So the din is that a mufla samach liyish can take a neder, and his mufla samach liyish means a year before bar mitzvah. If he knows what he's talking about, then it's chal. He can't sell a house until he's bar mitzvah. Mikra din deraisa, he can't buy or sell metaltan lemol either until he's bar mitzvah. There's a takana de rabban that he can do mekach hamemka midir rabban, and if he's a yosim and he doesn't have an apotropis, then midir rabban he can make kinyan. But he takes a neder and a shvuah. That's a real din. Machlokes and the Gemara, machlokes the Rambam and the Rabbi, whether that din mufla samach liyish, the year before bar mitzvah, din adorim abayning, whether that's a din deraisa, din derabban. But they're clearly dinim on the level of the deraisa that indicate that das hafloa, the das that's needed from the dorim shvuah, is a lower level than the das that's needed from mekach hamemka. And das makne, das makne, to give away ownership of what you own, is a higher level of das than das kaina. Das makne is higher. So das kiddushin is even higher than das makne. And das gerishin is, you need a higher degree of das for gerishin than any for kiddushin. So das gerishin is a major decision in a person's life. To get married is also a major decision. To get divorced is a more major decision. So that needs a higher degree of das. So Rav Chaim explains, and Rav Shach has the same on his own. He quotes this for emphasis, the Ravitz Kasha, how come the Rambam doesn't quote Reitzani if the Bezim pressured someone to give a get? So the Mishnah says in Erchin, they beat him up till he says, okay, don't kill me, I'm giving the get. That's not good. He has to blurt out, he has to say something more than what they pressured him to say. He said, Reitzani, I was going to give the get anyway. You don't know to beat me, I'm going to give the get anyway, I'm my own free will. If he said, he has to say on his own. So the Rambam doesn't have that by Kiddushin, doesn't have it by Mekach HaMemka. It just says, if they forced, the girl held the gun to the boy, and she said, I'm going to shoot you, I'm going to kill you unless you marry me. So he doesn't want to die, so he marries her. So the Rambam doesn't say that, he has to say, Reitzani, I was going to marry you anyway, I wanted to marry you anyway. It doesn't say. It just says, if the Kaddish, they threatened to kill the man unless he marries the girl. So the Rambam said the Kiddushin is Chal. As a brevet to give her a get if he doesn't like her. But the Kiddushin is Chal without Reitzani. The same thing. If I have property and they threaten to kill me unless I sell the property, so then I don't want to die. So it's not Yehoring Bal Yavis. Okay, I'll sell you the property. So the Rambam says in the Chira is Chal, even though he doesn't blurt out Reitzani. Why? How come he only quotes Reitzani? And those two cases quoted by the Mishnah, by bringing a korban, and they press him, they force him to give the korban, they beat him up till he brings the korban, and by giving a get. So that's Rav Chaim said that by the korban, liritzono, that was yesterday, last week, etc. Liritzono chem tiz bachu, that you need a higher level of das there, and by the get also you need a higher level of das. That's why we have a practice when you begin, let's say a couple comes, they want to get divorced. So the rabbi asked the husband, did you ever take a shvuah that you're going to give your wife a get? So the husband says, no. Then they say, just in case you took a shvuah and you forgot, would you want us to be matter the shvuah for you? Because if he's bound by a shvuah, even though nobody forced him to take the shvuah, he took the shvuah on his own. If a man took a shvuah, he's going to give his wife a get, we consider the get bal korchai. And then we have a chumer, not only that, even if he didn't take a shvuah that he's going to give a get, if he just accepted upon himself a knas mamon, he said, I plan to give you a get, he tells the wife, in the event that I don't give you the get by June 1st, I accept upon myself a penalty of $100,000 for causing you aggravation. So then if he gives the get before June 1st, in order not to have to pay the $100,000 penalty, so the Rama has a chumra, maybe that's also called a get bal korcha. That's a chumra. So the Yeshua's Yankiv is quoted by the Pesachei Tshuva on the page in Ebenezer. Yes, that's what everybody does that. When you sign a tenayim, you commit yourself to marry the girl, and we say if you back out from the shidduch, you're going to pay a penalty of $100,000 to the girl for humiliating her. So how is any kiddushin good? It's a kiddushin bal karchai. You're giving the kiddushin in order not to have to pay the penalty of $100,000. So the apostles say we're only machma by a get. Why? So that's the answer, because a get needs the highest level of das. Get needs a higher level of das and kiddushin, which in turn needs a higher level of das than mekach memkar, and das makne by mekach memkar is a higher level of das needed than das kaina, and the lowest level of das is das hafloa when you take the dorim mishvus. Yeah, why should a person assume that a get needs, what's the mokar in the chumash, that a get needs a higher level of das and bakidush? So Rav Chaim said, and Rav Shach writes the same, without knowing that it came from Rav Chaim, the Rambam, in the beginning of Hilchas Gerushin, writes that there are 10 halachas, each halacha is based on the pasuk. So one halacha is, sheitinen alo midaitai, has to give the get midas habal, and it's based on the pasuk. So they ask Akasha, a get is a shtar. A shtar is a kinyan. Every kinyan has to be midas makna. What do you need a special pasuk by get that yinishit and la midaita? Every shtar has to be get midas bala shtar. The one das hamischad, the one who writes the shtar has to give the midat. So it must mean that you need a higher level of das. You need a stronger level of das. So the pashtus says that this idea that get needs a higher level of das and kedushin is based on that pasuk. There's a Sefer Chelkas Yoyah. The Chelkas Yoyah was a Chassidish Rebbe. He was a Talmud for a while, and then he became a Talmud Chover of the Avnei Nezer, of the Sochet Shavu Rebbe. many of the tshuvas and the Avnei Nezer were written to the Chalkos Yoyev. So the Chalkos Yoyev, they reprinted the Chalkos Yoyev a few times. Tshuvas. So the Chalkos Yoyev, they're very strong tshuvas. So the Chalkos Yoyev has a mashal to explain. Let's say there's a heavy piano and you have to carry it from one place to the other. So if the guy is very strong, a mover, he can carry the whole piano on his back. If he's not an expert, then you need two people. So I'll hold it over here and you hold it over there. So the two of us will help each other so we'll be able to carry. So he says when you have a normal shtar, so you have the das, I want to sell you a house. So you have das makna, you have das kani, you want to buy it. So you have my das and your das, you put it together, so there's das on the kinyan, so it works. But by get, since the get can be given by korach of the isha, so the baal who gives the get has to have twice as much a degree of das. Like carrying a heavy piano. So he has to be an expert. So he needs a higher degree of das. The get al pidin is always given by korach. You're not allowed to give a get by korach, but the das of isha is lamala v'lamorit, only the das al baal. So the das al baal has to take the place of both the das koin and the das makna. So that's why you need a higher level of das. Okay, with or without the mashal. Rambam says that it's a pasuk. It's also a question. Several years ago, there was a scandalous incident in Eretz Yisrael. There was a secular couple was married, and the husband was in an accident on the highway, and he was mamish half dead. He's in he's a vegetable. So the husband is still alive. So the wife can't be married. She wasn't an observant woman. So for sure, she's going to have an affair with someone. She's not going to be concerned about the din of Lysinov. So the Bez Din in Tzfat, they fasted. There used to be a minute to fast, the Dayan would fast on a day that there would be a Masada Raget, because it's a tragedy that a couple gets married. The Gemara says, Kala Megarishish to Rishayna, Avila HaMizbech married all of the Mois. The Mizbech is used to seeing bloodshed. They're killing animals every day in the basement. Like they're throwing their dam all over the place. So the Mizbech is used to seeing bloodshed. But if a man divorces first her wife, even the Mizbech that's used to seeing blood spilled, the Mizbech can't take it. It's a great tragedy. So the meaning used to be that they would fast. So the Bez Din fasted, and then the head of that Bez Din in Tzfat, this was a few years ago, so he decided that Zochen Li'adam Shalifanu. We can write, the husband is a vegetative state. He can't authorize the ksivas haget. He doesn't know what's going on in Bechlal. So he came up, Talmud Chacham came up with the chiddush. Did you do zochen li'adam shel b'fanav? What do you mean zochen li'adam shel b'fanav? What type are you doing for the husband? Very, very questionable. So he wrote a whole tshuva, 100-page tshuva, explaining why he thinks that it's legitimate. And then after he did that thing, then others wrote, everybody in Eretz wrote tshuvas that he's wrong, 100% wrong. Anyway, so that's very questionable. The Tzoyis has a chiddush, Zochen li'odom shloi b'fonu. Tzoyis says, Zochen li'odom, you don't say Zochen me'odom. Zochen li'odom shloi b'fonu means I want to give someone a gift, but he's not here today, so I give you the gift, and you pick it up on his behalf. If he would be here, you would only need das kaina. Das kaina is not such a high degree of das. So you say Zochen Adam Shalai B'fanav to accept the get on behalf of the Mekabel Matana. I want to be koina the Matana on behalf of the Mekabel Matana. But let's say if there's a Meshugana here who is prepared to give $10,000 to buy my Gemara that's falling to pieces anyway. I have no sentimental attachment to my Gemara. I'll be happy to sell it for $2. Meshugana wants to give $10,000. But I'm not here. So someone else goes and they sell my Gemara to him and they take the $10,000, they're going to give it to me. So the Tzai says you can't do that. Zochen me'odam, there's no such thing. You're going to say Zochen li'odam. The Zoiche can take the place of the Das Koine, because Das Koine is a lower level of Das. Zochen can't take the place of the Das Makne. So many disagree with the Tzai. In fact, the practice in Europe used to be a lot of Rabbanim. Rabbitz Kochanan has a tshuva about this. Many of the Rabbanim in Europe, the old-time Rabbanim, their practice would be, they would sell a chometz to the guy in Erev Pesach on behalf of all of those balabatim who requested of them that they sell a chometz. And then they would say also to the guy, Zochen li'odom shloi b'fanav, we're selling the chometz of the non-observant Jews who didn't ask us to sell a chometz. didn't ask us because we want to do them a favor. We don't want them to violate Ba'ira Ba'imatzin. So if the non-observant Jews are going to eat chametz on Pesach, so to demonstrate that that you didn't do the mitzvah, but a lot of the non-observant Jews, many of them will not eat chametz on Pesach. They just don't know about Ba'ira Ba'imatzin. So that's what the practice used to be. The Rabbanim, the old-time Rabbanim, used to sell the chametz not only on behalf of those who appointed them as a shliach, even on behalf of those that didn't appoint them, based on Zochin Meyodim, against the Ksois. But even if you hold against the Ksois to say Zochin, to write a get on behalf of someone, that's highly questionable. Because to write a get, you need even a higher level of Das. So that's very questionable, whether you say Zochin Am Shlavifanov, to take the place of the Das Gerusha. In the days of the Gemara, the woman would hold on to the get for years and years until she would remarry. That's how she would prove. The moment the husband gives her the get, that serves as a shtar kinyan to affect the gerushin, to break the marriage, to permit her to remarry. And then she would hold on to that, continue holding on to the get. The get would serve as a shtar raya to indicate that she was nizgarsha until she remarries. Today, the practice is that the mesada haget takes back the get and he puts it on in his files. And it gives the woman a p'tur. That's in Yiddish, they call that a p'tur. It gives the woman a document. This is to ascertain that the husband divorces the wife according to Allah, and she's permitted to remarry. Yeah. How can you write a p'tur? The get is written midas. There's a pasuk that mipiyam alone piksovam. So how does any shtar any good? So all the Rishonim ask the question, every shtar should be mipiyam alone piksovam, should be posel. So the answer is, a shtar has a status of a shtar if the writing of the shtar is authorized by the Das HaMeschayev. So the husband authorizes the sefer to write the get, that's called Das HaMeschayev. So that get can serve as a shtar violator. But if the husband gives his wife a get to be megarisha, then she gives it back to the rabbi. And then the rabbi writes a shtar to ascertain that the woman is divorced. Where's the Das HaMeschayev in writing that document? The husband is not a balabas anymore. That's the Meshaviv Nesivis. The Ksais wrote a whole sefer, and the Nesivis wrote a whole bunch of attacks against the Ksais. He has at least 100 kashas against the Ksais. So the Ksais wrote Meshaviv Nesivis. He wrote answers to around 10 of the kashas, and then he writes, and just like I have to root some, I can answer all the other 200 kashas also. Not exactly. But so in the Meshaviv Nesivis, written by the Kais, printed in the end of the Kais, so he quotes Hagos Mordechai on Gittin, that let's say a couple was divorced 10 years ago, and the woman lost her get, the woman lost the p'tur that the rabbi gave. Can the husband authorize the sefer, write my wife a document that says that I divorced her? So he says, no, the husband is not the Das HaMeschayev. If the loiva borrows money from the malva, the loiva is he's a hoidos baldin. He's a das hamalav. So they ate him. Write a document that ayom $100,000 that he lent me. But the husband is not the das hamaschayev to authorize the writing of a shtar raya. The husband is a das hamaschayev to write the get, but he's not a das hamaschayev to write a shtar raya. So, but the bezdin, that's halacha. Bezdin can write a p'tur because a shtar maisa bezdin doesn't need das hamaschayev. So you have to have three people. You have to have the bezin. So usually, what they usually do is, for many generations, what they used to do is the two witnesses who signed on the get plus the rabbi, who is the mesada haget, they would constitute a bezin, and they would authorize the writing of the p'tur, and they would write, "We witnessed the way the husband divorced his wife, and she's allowed to remarry." So that's what the chazanish haratayna. There's a din ein eid nasa dayan. If the eidim who signed the get, they're going to turn around now and serve as members of the bezin. So they're puzzled. The eid. It says in the Beishmuel, the Beishmuel quotes from Achrayim, that when the get is given to the woman, the eidim, Isira, may turn around to serve as members of the bezin to write the p'tur. And you don't say ein eid nasa dayan, because Tosfos says it only applies by eid ha-meid. And the Eidim Mesira are only Eid HaRoya, it's not an Eid HaMeid. So the Chazanish says, yeah, that's Eidim Mesira. It's Eid HaRoya, it's not Eid HaMeid. Eid HaSima, the Eidim who signed on the get, the minute the get is given to the woman, they become Eid HaMeid. The Shtar gives a Haggadah Seidus when you hand it over to the Isha. Whenever you write a Shtar, and you give it to the Bala Shtar, so the Eid HaSima become Eid HaMeid. It's not just Eid HaRoya. So that's an improper practice. Now it's not the practice as much as it used to be, because now Gitna done in a more formal fashion. You have a whole bezdin, so you have different people. So you have two Adam signed on the get. Then you have another two people joined with the rabbi to authorize the writing of the Ptur. L'chatchila, we have in Shulchan Aruch that you need a dayan who is memuna ala gitin. This is a takana that was made in the days of the Amoraim Achrayim. Kol she'ene debetiv gitin kedushan lo yehela isi gemoyim. That you need a Masada Kiddush and you need a Masada Raget. In the days of the early Amoraim, they didn't never had such a din. You need a Masada Kiddush and Masada Raget. You can give a get balayla, you can make a Kaddish and Isha balayla. But once they made that takana, so then Rashi in the beginning of Gittin says you need a Dayan Hamamun al Kiddushin and a Dayan Hamamun al Gerishin. So that's why some of the Achrayim have, if you look on the Amshal Shloimei, on Ksubas, this is the first long paragraph on the Amshal Shloimei. Right? So he quotes that he really shouldn't do a get balayla and he shouldn't do kiddushin balayla. Half the people get married at night. But in the Chumra, the way they have it, because Mesari kiddushin, Mesari aget is like a bezdin, and there's no kviyas yeshivas bezdin balayla. If the bezdin was nikva bayom, done by Yamagam Balayla. If they convened in the daytime, they can continue the Yeshivas Bezim Balayla. But to initiate Yeshivas Bezim Balayla, you can't do. And also, the Masada Kiddushim, Masada Aget, should not be related to the Chosan Kala, just like the Dayonim should not be related to the Tevea or the Nitva. So this Chumr is only quoted in Shulchan Aruch by Gittin. The Hilchas Kiddushim, they never quoted. But the original Chumr was really by both, because the Mem and the Gemara goes, Sheni Deb Tev Kiddushim. You need a dayan hamamuna, you need a mesada kiddushin, you need a mesada raget. Mesada kiddushin is like a dayan. It's not really proper that it should be related. I was just in Manchester, England the other day. So the first rabbi who greets me there with a long beard tells me, I was an eight kiddushin at his daughter's wedding. So I said, who did your daughter marry? So he tells me his daughter married one of the boys from the yeshiva and they got divorced. And he was the mesada kiddushin. The father of the girl was the mesada kiddushin. Maybe that's why they got divorced, because the chumra is that a relative shouldn't be Masada Kiddushin. And Moshe was not makbid on this at all. He used to do gittin balayla, even though it's in Shulchan Aruch, he didn't observe this chumra at all. But most Masada gittin do observe it by get, that the Masada get should not be related, unless it's a big shas hadchak, then we don't observe the chumra. But otherwise, we observe the chumra, that the Masada get should not be related to the husband or the wife, and it should not be Masada get balayla. Okay, see, these are some of the highlights in Hilchas Gittin. We haven't covered everything, but believe that tomorrow we will discuss in Yonei Chalitza. Okay.